This is Earth on the Air, an environmental news radio program with Janice Kane. Hello and welcome to the first segment of Earth on the Air. Today's show will focus on the growing awareness that in order to survive, we must work to preserve the delicate environmental balance of our planet Earth. Last year's successes were many. Here are a few. To begin, there was the state Superfund legislation where the people of Washington State passed I-97, the Citizens Toxic Waste Cleanup Initiative. Congress voted increased funding for the 1973 Endangered Species Act. Congress also passed legislation which protects the last remaining undammed portion of the Columbia River. $500,000 was appropriated by congressional vote for an inventory of Pacific Northwest old growth forest. Grays Harbor was finally designated a National Wildlife Refuge, and 1.7 million acres among the Olympic, Mount Rainier, and North Cascades National Parks became designated wilderness areas. In other states, Oregon voters placed 12 rivers on the state's wild and scenic rivers list. Kentucky landowners gained the right to prohibit strip mining on their property. And in Michigan, voters allocated $750 million to finance cleanup of toxic waste sites in their state. These are only a few environmental accomplishments that would not be without the involvement of concerned citizens and grassroots organizations. The first weekend of the new year, several local environmental organizations, along with some members of the Washington State Legislature, met at the Mountaineers Club in Seattle to share information concerning the upcoming environmental issues for 1989. Present at the gathering were Ted Pankowski, Executive Director of the Washington Environmental Council, and David Ortman, the Northwest representative from Friends of the Earth. We asked them what they felt were the most important environmental concerns for 1989.
Here in the state of Washington, as with most places around the country, as well as the earth, I think you can divide them into two issues. One is the issue of waste reduction. This is shutting off the sources and causes of air pollution, of water pollution, of destruction of the ozone layer, the use and disposal of products that contribute to the greenhouse effect and so forth. The second issue, I think, is growth related. And here we look at such issues as transportation, the protection of wetlands, the preservation of farm lands, other natural resource areas in the face of what is a burgeoning population in the Puget Sound region, for example.
Clearly, the oil and gas lease sale at the federal level begins this year. That's something the state has not had to deal with in the past, at least not since 1963 or so, when a small exploratory effort was made off the coast. We feel that it's very incumbent upon the state to make a strong stand in opposition to oil and gas leasing. We think it's possible for the state to conserve the equivalent of liquid fuels that might otherwise be found out there as our contribution to the, quote, national energy security problem that keeps arising, reducing our dependence on foreign oil supplies in particular. The remaining issues that continue to come to the forefront are going to be around issues like the old growth issue, which is something that as Washington celebrates its centennial year, should take a very good look at what it has done in the area of liquidating the astonishing amount of old-growth forests that were here 100 years ago. Perhaps we ought to have a some sort of constitutional amendment that we shouldn't cut any trees that are older than the Washington State Constitution.
The purpose of this program is to inform the public of these and other environmental issues. We believe that an optimistic outlook on the future of the environment must be maintained if indeed our planet is to survive. All shows will publicize ways in which you may get involved through public events, volunteer activities, and fundraisers. For instance, Lou Gold, a dynamic speaker well known for spending 3 months at a time in the rainforest by himself, will show a slideshow and speak on the Siskiyou Rainforest, which is in Oregon and California, and being threatened by logging on a massive scale. This show is scheduled for Thursday evening, February 9th, at the Friends Center in the U District. Tickets are available at the door, or more information can be obtained by calling 783-9808. Mark your calendar for May 20th, which is the official Beachcombers Day, put on by the Olympic Parks Department for volunteers to gather marine plastics debris off of our coastal beaches. Call 1-374-5450 for more details. Earth on the Air is produced by volunteers who are concerned about the environment. If you have questions, suggestions, concerns, or would like to volunteer, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Earth on the Air in care of KCMU, Seattle, Washington, 98195.